إن الحمد لله
اللهم صل على
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يسرني في هذه الليلة المباركة، ليلة الأحد 26 من شهر جماد الأولى عام 45 و400 ألف من هجرة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، أن أكون مع إخوان لي من أمريكا في هذه المحاضرة التي هي بعنوان ضوابط في وقت الفتن. تفضل.
The Sheikh starts by praising Allah, the Almighty, and sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mentioning the verses of the Quran that order to have fear and piety and consciousness of Allah by fulfilling the obligations and abstaining from the prohibited actions. And the Sheikh says he is pleased to be with his brothers and sisters on this evening or this afternoon for this lecture regarding trials and tribulations and the principles to navigate through them.
لماذا نحن نحتاج إلى ضوابط في وقت الفتن؟
Why do we need principles to navigate through trials and tribulations?
ذلك لأن الفتن إذا لم تضبط بالشريعة فإنها تجرف الناس معها ومن استشرف لها.
Because if we do not have principles and guidelines to take us through these trials and tribulations, then we will fall prey to people with bad motivations.
ولهذا قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مبينا سببا من أسباب وقوع الناس في الفتن: من استشرف لها استشرفته، أي من تطلع لها سحبته.
That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned one of the causes for people to fall into trials and tribulations and to fall prey to them, he says that whoever seeks them out will fall into them. So whoever looks into trials and tribulations will become a victim of these trials.
لكن المسلم الذي هداه الله للإسلام والموحد السني الذي هداه الله للسنة إذا تقيد بالقواعد والضوابط نجاه الله تبارك وتعالى من الفتن.
But a Muslim, if he sticks to these principles that the Sharia has called to and mentioned, then Allah will save him from these trials and tribulations.
وهذه الفتن التي تقع في هذه الدنيا هي من الابتلاءات الكونية القدرية التي قدرها الله تبارك وتعالى، فالواجب علينا أن نتعامل معها وفق الشرع.
These trials which we go through, they are part of the testing which Allah does to test his slaves and worshippers in this world. So it is obligatory for us, or it is a must for us to stick to the guidelines of Islam.
بهذه الفتن التي تقع يظهر المؤمن الصادق من الذي أسلم ظاهرا ثم رجع إلى الكفر عياذا بالله بعد الفتنة.
These trials, they expose who are the true believers and who are those who lying or tricking the people.
وهذه الفتن تكون فيها محن لا سيما للذين انضبطوا بضوابط الشريعة فيرفع الله قدرهم في الدنيا والآخرة.
As for those who recognize the value of Islam and the Sharia, then these trials, Allah uses them to raise their ranks in this world and in the next.
وكم ابتلى الله جل وعلا أنبياءه ورسله بأنواع من الفتن فلما ثبتوا رفع الله قدرهم ومنزلتهم.
And the prophets and messengers were trialed a lot by Allah. But when they were persistent and patient, Allah raised their ranks in this world and the next.
هذه الفتن التي وقعت وستقع ليس لها زمان معين، فما من زمان إلا ويقع فيها بعض الفتن والبلاءات.
These trials and tribulations are not exclusive to any particular time or era, but they happen in every time. In every period in human history, and they will happen in the future as well.
يقول الله تعالى ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم ويقول سبحانه ولقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. فالفتن ظرف لحياة الإنسان وهي لا بد مصيبة الناس.
As Allah says, we have certainly trialed and tested those before them. And Allah says, verily, we have created man in toil. So this is something which is always with a human being.
وهذه الفتن التي ستقع هي أنواع، فتن الشبهات وهي التي تكون في الدين والعقيدة والأخلاق، وفتن الشهوات وهي التي تكون في الإيمان والعمل، فالواجب على المسلم الحذر من هذه وتلك.
These trials are of different types. There are some trials which are related to doubts, which are related to a person's belief. And there are other trials which are temptations, which are also related to their religion, and also to their dunya as well, their worldly life. So it is a must to abstain from both types, from the doubts and from the temptations as well.
ولقد ذكر الله جل وعلا فتنة نبيه يوسف بالشهوات وكيف نجاه الله.
Allah mentions the trial of Yusuf alayhi salam, who was trialed through temptations to fall into haram. And he mentioned how he persisted and succeeded in this trial.
وذكر الله جل وعلا فتنة بني إسرائيل بفرعون وكيف نجاهم الله تبارك وتعالى. وهذه في الشبهات.
Allah also mentioned the trial and the tribulation of the children of Israel, and they were tested through Fir'aun, and this was a test in their belief through doubts.
وعلينا أيها الإخوة أن ننتبه من الشبهتين، شبهات الشهوات وشبهات الشبهات، من هذه وتلك، فإنها فتن مضلة.
So we have to be aware and careful of both types of trials, of temptations and of doubts as well.
وفي قوله جل وعلا وخضتم كالذي خاضوا، قال علماء التفسير أن هذه الآية فيها ذكر نوعي الفتن، ففي أولها فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم أي بالشهوات، وفي آخرها وخضتم كالذي خاضوا أي في الشبهات.
And Allah says in the Quran, He mentions the trials, or He mentions that a group of people were trialed by both of these types of trials. So they were trialed by doubts and also by temptations as well.
ومن فتن الشهوات ظهر واستأسد أهل الدنيا، وبفتن الشبهات ظهر واستأسد أهل البدع.
The people of the worldly life and the people of aggression use the trials of temptations to take over the worldly life of the people, and the people of innovation and misguidance use the trials of doubts to take over people's religion and deen.
ظهور الفرق المنتمية للإسلام كالخوارج والقدرية والجهمية والشيعة والرافضة وغيرهم، كل هؤلاء ظهروا من تحت عباءة فتن الشبهات وخلطوها مع فتن الشهوات.
So, for example, the appearance of the misguided sects and groups such as the Rafida and the Khawarij, etc., they all came about through the trials of doubts. They used these doubts to misguide the people and to set up these sects. And they also used, and they mixed them with the temptations as well to propagate their agenda.
الفتن التي تتعلق بالشبهات أخطر على دين الإنسان من فتن الشهوات وإن كان الكل خطرا.
All of these tribulations are dangerous. Both the temptations and the doubts are dangerous, but the doubts are by far and away a lot more dangerous than the temptations.
ولو لم يكن من خطورة فتن الشبهات إلا افتراق الأمة وتفرقها لكان في ذلك الواقع المشاهد دليلا كافيا للعاقل في البعد عن فتن الشبهات.
If the only evidence that the doubts are worse than temptations is that they lead to the breaking up and the sectarianism of the Ummah of Islam, as we see today with the Muslims divided, this would be enough to persuade us to stay away from these doubts.
وجاء بسند حسن عند ابن ماجه وهو حديث صحيح بمجموع طرقه من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There is a hadith which is classed as good through its different narrations, and it is found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. It's narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said,
إن بني إسرائيل افترقت على 71 فرقة وإن أمتي ستفترق على 72 فرقة وفي رواية على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith that the children of Israel, or the Jews, split up and divided themselves into 71 different sects, and my ummah, my nation, will split up into 72 sects, and in some narrations it says 73 sects. All of them are in the fire except for one, and it is the majority.
كلها في النار، هذا من باب الوعيد، أي أنها ضالة مستحقة النار بضلالها وإن لم تكن كافرة مخلدة في النار.
All of these sects are in the fire, meaning that they all deserve to be in the fire and deserve to be punished. But because they are still Muslim, they are not in the fire for eternity.
إلا واحدة ولها صفات عظيمة.
They're all in the fire except for one sect, and this sect has great attributions and characteristics.
فمن صفاتها أنها ناجية، أي من عذاب الله ومن الفتن في الدنيا.
From these characteristics of this saved sect is that they are saved They are saved from the punishment of Allah, and they are also saved from the trials of the dunya.
فلا تنحرف في الفتن بل تنضبط بضوابط الشريعة.
So this saved sect, it doesn't go astray during the trials. Rather, it stays firm to the principles.
والسبب ذلك يرجع إلى ما جاء في البخاري أنهم ظاهرون على الحق فظهورهم على الحق سبب لثباتهم في الصدق على الحق.
And the reason for this has been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari is that they are open upon the truth. So them being firm on the truth, it leads to them staying on the straight path.
ومن أسباب نجاتهم ما جاء في رواية ابن ماجة أنهم الجماعة أي أنهم مع حكام المسلمين لا يرون الخروج إليهم بل يجتمعون عليهم.
It's also mentioned in a narration in Ibn Majah that one of the reasons for this sect to be saved is that they are with the general population of the Muslims, meaning that they stay with the Muslim ruler, meaning they do not call for rebellions or revolutions.
ومن صفات الناجية ما جاء عند الترمذي من حديث ابن عمرو قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
Another reason for them being saved is mentioned in Tirmidhi from the hadith of Ibn Amr. He says, the Prophet ﷺ says, that this saved sect is upon what I am upon and my companions.
وجاء عند أصحاب السنن إلا النسائي من حديث العرباض بن سارية أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بين صفة الناجية بقوله فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي.
In another hadith which was narrated by all of the Sunan except for Ibn Majah, he says, the Prophet ﷺ said that the reason they are firm upon the truth and they are saved is, or he says that when these trials come, then stick to my way and the way of the rightly guided khalifas or the rulers after me who are rightly guided upon the truth.
يجب على المسلم أن يخاف من الفتن فمن خاف سلم.
A Muslim must be afraid of the trials because whoever is afraid will be safe.
لا سيما وأن هذه الفتن ربما توصل الإنسان إلى الردة عياذا بالله.
These trials could even lead a person to leave the fold of Islam, and we seek refuge in Allah.
حتى قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بعض هذه الفتن يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا والعياذ بالله.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said that due to some of these trials, a person will be a Muslim in the morning, and by the time the evening comes, he would have left the fold of Islam.
يجب على المسلم أن يخاف من الفتن لا سيما في آخر الزمان لأنها تموج كموج البحر المتلاطم كما جاء في حديث حذيفة رضي الله عنه.
A person must be concerned and afraid of these trials, especially in the end of times, because these trials will surge just like the waves of the sea surge, and they will collide with the people, as has been mentioned in the hadith.
ولهذا نعدد بعض الضوابط والقواعد التي بها إن شاء الله جل وعلا ينجينا الله تبارك وتعالى من هذه الفتن الظاهرة والباطنة.
For that reason, we will now mention some principles and guidelines which Allah, inshallah, will use to save us from these trials.
أول ذلك العلم ومعرفة هذه الفتن قبل ورودها بدليل الشرعي.
The first principle, or the first guideline, is knowledge. We have to have knowledge of these trials, what they are, according to their evidence from the Sharia, so that we can be aware of them.
وفي حديث حذيفة المتفق عليه قال كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني.
From the hadith of Hudayfa, which is authentic, he says that the people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about good, but I used to ask him about bad, because I was scared that it would come upon me.
الأمر الثاني إذا جاءت الفتن المتعلقة بدماء المسلمين وما المتعلقة بالحروب يجب على المسلم أن يلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم وحاكمهم كما جاء في حديث حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم.
Secondly, a person should, if the trial trials are related to blood and fighting, then a person should stick to the general population of the general Muslims and their leader and their ruler, because it has been mentioned in the hadith of Hudhayfa that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the way you stay safe during these trials is to stick to the general population of the Muslims and their leader.
ربما ينقدح في ذهن أحدكم أننا في بلد ليس عندنا حاكم مسلم فماذا نفعل؟ هذا الذي ينقدح في ذهن أحدكم سأله حذيفة رضي الله عنه.
Some of you may be thinking or may be asking that we live in countries where there is no Muslim leader. So what should we do? This exact question was answered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu asked the exact question to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should we do if there is no leader for the Muslims?
فقال يا رسول الله فإن لم تكن لهم جماعة ولا إمام أي إذا كنت في مكان مثل حالكم في بلاد الكفار ليس لهم جماعة ولا حاكم بل هم تحت حكم الكفار مقهورون أو في زمان لا يوجد فيه حاكم فماذا أفعل؟
Hudhayfa asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should I do if there is no Muslim leader? Meaning, just like many of us who are living in non-Muslim countries which are ruled by disbelievers, and the Muslims are overpowered and ruled over by the disbelievers. Or if you're living in a time where the Muslims have no leader in any country, Hudhayfa asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should I do if I'm in this situation?
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم واضعا الدواء لهذا الداء فاعتزل تلك الفرق كلها ولو أن تعض على أصل شجرة حتى يدركك الموت وأنت على ذلك. والمعنى أي لا تدخل في الفتن، اعتزل هذه الفرق التي ترفع الرايات في الفتن وتنادي بها. نعم.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the antidote to these trials, what to do when there are these severe trials and there is no Muslim leader. He said, abandon all of these groups, all of these sects, abandon all of them, and abstain from the people, even if that means you have to bite onto the root of a tree until death comes to you. Meaning, what he meant to say was that you should avoid all of the groups and the flags which are raised according to trials and the different sects that people form, and do not indulge in the trials, do not engage with them, avoid them altogether.
الضابط الثالث المهم هو أن الإنسان في الفتنة يبحث عن أصل عظيم يعتمد عليه فيرجع الأمور إلى أصول الشريعة.
The third principle is that a person should look for a strong and great foundation which they can go back to in all of their affairs. So anything which happens, or anything which comes by them, they return it all back to their foundation, which is the Sharia of Islam.
ومن هذه الأصول المجمع عليها أن درء المفاسد مقدم على جلب المصالح.
From these foundations, which we stick to and go back to, that Islam is called to, is that preventing the harms is given more importance than bringing new benefits.
ومن هذه الأصول المتفق عليها أنه إذا تعارض مفسدتان لا بد أن يرتكبهما المسلم فلينظر إلى أدناهما فيرتكبها.
Another strong foundation of Islam is another principle of Islam is that if there are two negatives which a Muslim has to fall into one of them, then he falls into the best of the two evils.
ومن هذه الأصول المجمع عليها أن المصلحة إذا تعارضت مع أخرى فينظر إلى أعظمهما فيقدم.
Another principle of Islam is that if there are two advantages and you're only able to do one of them, then you give precedence to the one which is of greater benefit.
رابعا من الضوابط المهمة أنه لا يفهم الكتاب والسنة بفهمه القاصر بل ينظر ماذا قال سلف هذه الأمة في مثل هذه الوقائع المتشابهة.
The fourth principle to navigate through trials and tribulations is that a person doesn't look at the texts of the Quran and Sunnah through their own deficient understanding. Rather, a person should look at the texts of Islam through the lens of the pious predecessors and how they navigated the similar circumstances and trials that they faced in their time, which are similar to what we are facing today.
وذلك لأن الفتن تتشابه من أوجه كثيرة مع ما سبق من الفتن التي ذكرها الله في القرآن الكريم.
Because the trials which the pious predecessors of the companions and the students, what they went through is very similar to what we are going through now, as well as the examples which Allah has given us in the Quran, which are also similar to the trials which we are going through now.
فلو وقع أن بعض المسلمين في بعض بلاد الكفار اضطهدهم المسلمون كما لو قام أمريكا في بعض الأزمنة حيث اضطهدوا المسلمين بعد أحداث 11 سبتمبر ماذا كان عليهم أن يفعلوا؟
So for example, if there is an occasion or a circumstance where the disbelievers are oppressing and persecuting the Muslims, just like the Americans persecuted the Muslims after 9/11, then what should the Muslims do?
مهما كان الذي وقع عليهم لن يكون أشد مما وقع على بني إسرائيل من قبل فرعون.
However severe the persecution gets, it can never be as severe as the persecution of Fir'aun to the children of Israel and to the Jews, which Allah has mentioned in the Quran.
حيث كان يقتل أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم ويستعبدهم.
Fir'aun used to kill all of the male children and keep the female children alive, and he would take them as slaves and use them in his administration.
وهذا الأمر اضطرد ووقع هذا البلاء على بني إسرائيل ليس سنة ولا سنتين ولا ثلاث حتى قالوا لموسى أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا.
This persecution of the children of Israel, it didn't continue just for 1 year or 2 years or three. They even said to Musa, when he ordered them to be patient, they mentioned to him that they had been persecuted and abused by Fir'aun before Musa came to them and after he came to them as well.
لماذا وصاهم نبي الله موسى فمن تدبر كتاب الله بفهم السلف يعرف كيف ينجو.
So what did Musa advise them to do in light of this persecution? Anyone who ponders and reflects upon the Quran through the lens and the understanding of the pious predecessors will find this all throughout the Quran.
قال يا قوم استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين.
Musa said to them, O my people, he said to them, O my people, seek assistance through Allah and be patient. For indeed the earth and this world belongs to Allah. He will give it to whoever he wills. And the ending is for those who are pious and fearing of Allah.
لابد لنا جميعا أن نستيقن أنه ما من بلاء وفتنة تقع إلا ولنا فيه أسوة وقدوة في كتاب الله عز وجل.
We must realize that any calamity or any trial which comes to us, then there is definitely an example for us to follow in the Quran from the stories and from the news of the previous nations which Allah has mentioned in the Quran.
فلو أدخل السجن الدعاة إلى الله عز وجل والمسلمون فلهم أسوة في يوسف عليه السلام.
So for example, if the callers to Islam or the Muslims are thrown into prison, then they have an example, which is Yusuf alayhi salam, who was also thrown into prison, as mentioned in the Quran.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ هُجِّرُوا مِنْ أَرْضِهِمْ فَلَهُمْ أُسْوَةٌ بِنَبِيِّ اللَّهِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ حَيْثُ هُجِّرَ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ إِلَى فِلَسْطِينَ.
And if a person is thrown out of their lands and forced to migrate to another country or another land, then they have an example, which is the Prophet of Allah Ibrahim, who was expelled by his people from his land, and he had to migrate to another land.
من الضوابط المهمة في الفتن المدلهمة أن نتواصى بالحق وأن نتشاور. فإن عمر رضي الله عنه كان يجمع أهل بدر في أمر دون ما نحن فيه من هذه الفتن اليوم.
Another principle to guide us through the darkness of these trials is to consult each other and to seek guidance from one another. As Umar radiallahu anhu, when issues of the deen were difficult to find a solution for, he would gather the Sahaba, or he would gather the major companions, the senior companions, and he would seek their advice and seek their viewpoints. And he did this for matters which were far less significant and far less pressing than what we are going through now.
ومن الضوابط المهمة في هذا الباب أن نشغل أنفسنا ومن حولنا في الفتن بالعلم والعمل وأن لا ندخل في ذلك الذي يبعد عنا فنحمد الله على العافية.
Another important principle is that during the times of trials and tribulations, we should busy ourselves with knowledge, seeking knowledge and understanding of the deen, and also performing righteous actions without indulging in things which are far away from us or which we have no influence in.
من الضوابط المهمة في النجاة من الفتن أن الإنسان ينظر ما هي المصلحة المرجوة العليا للمسلمين فيقدمها على المفسدة الواقعة.
another important principle is that a person should look at what are the greatest advantages and benefits for the Muslims in the long term. And this should be given precedence over any negatives which are temporary.
ومن الضوابط المهمة أن الإنسان يبتعد عن الخوض في الفتن لا سيما إذا لم يكن في زمانه أو مكانه.
Another important principle is that a person should stay away from talking too much about these trials, especially if they are far removed and do not concern a person directly. Then a person should avoid speaking about these too much.
ويحمد الله على العافية أن لم تكن الفتنة في زمانه أو مكانه.
So if this trial isn't in the place where the person is living or in the time where he is living, then he should avoid coming up with theories or ideas regarding these trials, and should thank Allah and praise Him that He has blessed him to be safe from these trials.
رأينا بعض طلبة العلم المتأثرين بفكر الخوارج خاضوا في الفتنة التي وقعت بين عثمان رضي الله في زمن عثمان رضي الله عنه وزمن علي رضي الله عنه معاوية، وما إن خاضوا في غمار هذه الفتنة التي لم تكن في زمانه إلا وأصبح قوله سيئا في تلك الفتنة.
We've seen some of the students of knowledge who in this present day are still talking about the trial which happened between Uthman and Ali, which happened over 1,400 years ago. Despite this trial being not happening in the place where they're living or in the time where they're living, they still involve themselves in it and force themselves to come up with ideas and theories regarding this trial which happened. In doing so, they exposed themselves to misguidance and became influenced by the misguided views of the Khawarij.
جاء رجل إلى الإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله فقال يا أبا حنيفة ما تقول فيما جرى بين علي ومعاوية؟ فقال رحمه الله معلما مؤصلا تلك فتنة لم تشهدها سيوفنا فنسأل الله أن يعصم ألسنتنا.
A man came to Imam Abu Hanifa and he asked him, what is your opinion on the fitna or the trial which happened between Ali and Muawiyah? So Imam Abu Hanifa, this great teacher and mentor, he gave an excellent response, which serves as a foundation for all of us in trials that come. He said, this was a fitna which our swords did not get involved with. So we ask Allah to preserve our tongues from getting involved with it.
الخوض في الفتنة لا يوصل الإنسان حتى لو كان بالقول إلا إلى الفتنة.
Talking about the trials too much and engaging with them with your tongues, even if you're not involved with the trial directly, talking about it too much will force you to become involved with it and affected by it.
ولنتكلم في زمن الفتنة فيما يعنينا وفيما ينفعنا علما وعملا لا فيما يورث جدلا وقيلا وقالا.
Therefore, in the times of trials and tribulations, we should speak about what benefits us. We should speak about what benefits us in our knowledge and in our righteous actions and benefits us generally. We shouldn't talk about controversial issues or he said and she said, etc.
من أهم الضوابط وبه أختم الضوابط أن ننظر ماذا يقول العلماء الراسخون ولا بد في كل زمان من وجودهم فهم هداة الأمة.
the final principle that we'll mention is that in the times of trials, we should look at what the major scholars are saying regarding these trials. And every time and every place must have scholars who are available in that time. So we should go back to these scholars and seek their opinion on these trials and tribulations.
ننظر ماذا قالوا فإن قالوا قلنا وإن سكتوا سكتنا وإن قد أقدموا أقدمنا وإن أحجموا أحجمنا.
We look at what these senior scholars are saying. So if they speak, then we speak. And if they are silent, then we are silent. And if they go forward, then we go forward. And if they go back and abstain, then we also abstain.
فإن العلماء الراسخين لا يتكلمون إلا بعلم ولا يسكتون إلا بحلم.
Because the firmly established scholars, they only speak with knowledge, and they only abstain from speaking and are only silent with forbearance and patience.
يرون بالبصيرة ما لا نرى.
They see with their insight what we are not able to see.
يقول عمر وهو عمر الملهم يقول إن الله أنقذني بأبي بكر.
Umar says, despite his status, Umar himself says that Allah saved me in the times of tribulations through Abu Bakr, by following Abu Bakr.
وقال بعض الصحابة أيها الناس اتهموا الرأي فلقد كدت أن أهلك يوم أبي جندل.
Some of the pious predecessors said that you should avoid having opinions, too many opinions about trials and tribulations, because Allah saved me through avoiding these trials on the day of Abu Jandam.
أختم هذه المحاضرة بحديثين. أحدهما حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
We will conclude this lecture by mentioning two important hadiths. The first hadith is of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. He said,
إني لأعلم فتنة يوشك أن يكون الذي قبلها معها كنفجة أرنب. قال إني لا أعلم فتنة يعني كبيرة وعظيمة يوشك أن يكون الذي قبلها كنفجة أرنب يعني شيئا صغيرا.
Now, Abu Huraira said that indeed I know of a great trial which is coming. It will make the previous trial look very small in comparison.
وإني لأعلم المخرج منها.
And he said, and I know the way out and the way to safety from this trial.
هذه الفتنة العظيمة الكبيرة أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه يقول أعلم المخرج منها.
This great trial, Abu Huraira said, I know the way out from it.
قلنا وما المخرج منها؟
The people said, what is the way out from it?
قال أمسك يدي حتى يجيء من يقتلني.
He said, I will hold back my hands from getting involved in this trial until someone will come and kill me.
هذا الحديث رواه الحاكم وصححه وأصله في صحيح مسلم.
This hadith was narrated by Al-Hakim and he authenticated. And the basis of this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim as well.
وهو معنى كن كخيري ابني آدم.
This statement of Abu Huraira means, be like the better one of the two sons of Adam.
يعني إذا جاءت الفتن تكلم فيك فلان لا تتكلم فيه. تعرض في لك فلان لا تتعرض له. أراد أن يقتلك لا تقتله.
Meaning, if the trials come and someone attacks you, then don't attack them. If someone speaks badly about you, then do not speak badly about them. If someone tries to kill you, then do not kill them.
كم من الناس اليوم يقول مباشرة من قاتل دون دمه فهو شهيد، من قاتل دون عرضه فهو شهيد، كأن الذي قال هذا الحديث نبي آخر والذي قال هذا الحديث نبي آخر.
There are so many people these days when the trials come and engulf the Muslims, they straight away quote the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever fights to defend himself and dies, then he is a martyr. And whoever fights to defend his honor and dies doing so, then he is a martyr. It is as though it is a different prophet who said this, a different prophet said the original hadith, because they are applying it in a different place where it's not necessarily applied.
كلنا نعلم أن هذا الحديث وذاك عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثابت يقينا.
We all know that this hadith is definitely authentic.
فمعنى من قاتل دون دمه دون عرضه ليس في زمن الفتن، إنما في زمن وجود الحاكم والإمام.
The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever dies defending himself or dies defending his honor, this isn't concerning the times of trials. This is when the Muslims have a clear established leader and ruler and safety.
مثل آية قاتل الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر أي مع الإمام.
Likewise, the ayah where Allah says, fight those who do not believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. This doesn't mean everyone should go out and fight by themselves. This means fight with the leader of the Muslims, behind the flag of the leader of the Muslims.
أما حديث كن كخير يا ابن آدم مثل قوله تعالى فاصبر صبرا جميلا يوم أن كانوا في مكة مستذلين أو في مكان لا يوجد فيه حاكم يقيم الحد الشرعي.
As for the other hadith with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be like the better of the two sons of Adam, meaning if someone attacks you, then don't attack them. This is similar to the ayah where Allah says, have beautiful patience. This was when the Muslims were oppressed and under the rulership of the disbelievers and being persecuted by them in Mecca before they had established their own Muslim state. So this ayah and this hadith is applied to the people who are living in non-Muslim countries or under the rulership of non-Muslims, and also in a time when there is no Muslim leader.
وأختم بحديث الغرباء قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه مسلم بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء.
We will conclude with the hadith which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Islam started as something strange and it will return to being something strange. So give good news to the strangers.
وطوبى هي الجنة. قالوا يا رسول الله ومن الغرباء؟
In the hadith he says, give good news of Tuba to the strangers. Tuba is Jannah, meaning give good news of Jannah to the strangers. And the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are these strangers?
قال الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس.
He said, they are the people who correct what the people have done wrong.
يعني بالنصح والإرشاد والدعوة بالتي هي أحسن.
Meaning they offer guidance and advice and they call to the way of Allah in the best form.
وفي رواية الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس أي في أنفسهم يشتغلون.
In another narration, it says they are the people who themselves do righteous actions when the people are doing evil, meaning they are busy with themselves.
أوصيكم في نهاية هذه المحاضرة بأن لا تكونوا من أصحاب وسائل التواصل الذين ما قرأوا لا كتاب الفتن من صحيح البخاري ولا كتاب الفتن من السنن، ثم يتكلمون في كل صيحة وفي كل هيعة.
In the conclusion of this lecture, I advise you to stay away from the people who call towards trials and tribulations. People who haven't studied the deen, who haven't even read Sahih Bukhari, they haven't even read Sahih Muslim, but anything which happens, they are the first people to talk about it and to offer their opinions about it.
وقد صرتم في بلاد الكفار فاشتغلوا بدعوة الناس إلى الإسلام، فما أعظمها من نعمة أن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا، وإياك والاشتغال بغير ذلك.
And you have ended up in the lands of the disbelievers. So busy yourself with calling the non-Muslims and disbelievers to Islam and to enter Islam, because it is such a great blessing and honor for someone to be guided through you. And beware of being involved or busy with anything other than this.
وتعوذوا بالله كثيرا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
And seek refuge in Allah and pray to Allah a lot that He saves you from all types of trials and tribulations, whatever is open and apparent and clear to the people, and what is unclear and hidden.
نسأل الله جل وعلا بأسماء الحسنى وصفاته العليا أن يعيذنا وإياكم من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، أن يثبتنا على الإسلام والسنة حتى الممات، وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، الحمد لله رب العالمين.
We ask Allah through His beautiful names and attributes that He protects us and you from all types of trials and tribulations, what is open and what is hidden, and Allah knows best.
إذا عندكم لمدة 5 دقائق.
We have 5 minutes now for questions. If anyone has a question, please write them in the chat. And we will present the most important ones to the Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum. يقول السائل: كيف يعرف الإنسان أن قلبه مفتون؟ هل هناك علامات؟
نعم، هناك علامات للقلب المفتون، منها أنه يركض وراء القيل والقال.
First, I just want to mention to the brothers that questions will be written only. So please write them in the chat, in Zoom, or in YouTube, where we don't have time to take anyone on the mic. The first question the person says, or the questioner says, how does a person know if the heart has been affected by the fitna or the trials? Is there any signs? The Sheikh says, yes, there are signs. The first sign, ممكن تريد شيخنا.
أنه يركض وراء كل فتنة.
Now, the first sign that a person's heart has been affected by the trials is that they pursue and go after every trial and tribulation that happens.
ومن علامات القلب المفتون أنه يتقلب، فيوم يماني وغدا شامي.
Another sign of the person's heart has been affected by trials is that they're always changing their opinions. One day they're right, and one day, the next day they're left.
ومن أعظم علامات القلب المفتون أنه يتبغض إليه التعبد والتعلم ويسعد بالقيل والقال.
Another, or one of the most important and greatest signs that a person's heart has been affected by trials is that they dislike worship of Allah, and they dislike learning and studying the religion. They only want to talk about these trials and give their opinion.
يقول لا يسأل عن الذكر المناسب للوقت والحال، ويقول ما معنى إبليس، ما اسم إبليس، ما كنية إبليس.
For example, there was a person who would always ask about Iblis, for example. He would say, what is the name of Iblis? What is the kunya of Iblis, etc.?
نعم.
This is a sign of someone who has been affected by the trials. They ask about what doesn't concern them. Assalamu alaikum, yaqul as-sa'il. هل حان الوقت لاعتزال الناس والعيش في الجبال؟
أما بالنسبة لكم في أمريكا فأنا لا أستطيع أن أفتي بهذه الفتية لكل أحد، لأن كل واحد منكم هو أدرى بنفسه، هل يمكنه أن يقيم شعائر الإسلام مع إخوانه؟ فإذا لا يعتزلهم، لأنه إذا اعتزلهم ترك الجمعة والجماعة. وأما إذا كان في مكان ليس فيه إلا الكفار ولا يتركونه يقيم الجمعة والجماعة، فيذهب إلى مزرعة في الغرب أو الشرق إذا أمكنه يقيم الجمعة والجماعة.
Second question, someone, the questioner asks, is it now time to leave the people and to live isolated? The Sheikh says, regarding brothers and sisters in America, then he can't give a verdict or opinion on this because he doesn't know the situation over there. But he says that if the situation is so severe that the people or the disbelievers don't allow you to pray together in congregation and don't allow you to perform the Friday prayer, then you leave the population and live remotely somewhere where you're able to perform the prayer in congregation and also conduct the Friday prayer. السلام عليكم. نقول كيف يميز الإنسان بين علماء أهل السنة والدعاة إلى الفتن؟
إذا لم يستطع الإنسان أن يميز بين علماء أهل السنة فهو لا يعرف السنة. علماء أهل السنة هم الذين يعتقدون ما جاء في كتاب التوحيد من صحيح البخاري، ما جاء في كتاب الإيمان من صحيح الإمام البخاري، ما جاء في كتاب أصول السنة للإمام أحمد، ما جاء في كتاب الرد على الجهمية للإمام أحمد. هم الذين يدعون الناس إلى أصول الدعوة السلفية المباركة. أما الدعاة إلى البدعة والضلالة فأشهر من أن يعرف، فهو إما أن يكون خارجيا يدعو الناس إلى الثورات والخروج على حكام المسلمين وتكفيرهم، أو يكون مرجئيا يدعو الناس إلى أن الأعمال ليس من مسمى الإيمان، أو يكون معتزليا يرى تقديم العقل على النقل، أو يكون حروريا، أو يكون غير ذلك من الفرق لهم أصول يدعو إليها. فكل عاقل درس كتاب التوحيد وأصول السنة وأصول الثلاثة، القواعد الأربعة، الأصول الستة، فهو يعرف من هو علماء أهل السنة، ومن خالف ذلك فهو من علماء أهل البدعة.
The next question, a person asks, how does a person differentiate between the scholars of the Sunnah and the scholar and the people who are calling towards trials and tribulations? The Sheikh says this is something which is clear and evident to all people, because the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, they are the ones who call towards the foundations of Islam and the foundations that the Sunnah call towards, such as what the great scholars such as Imam Ahmad and Imam Bukhari, etc., called towards in their books. If you see the da'wah of this person is in line with what these great scholars are mentioned in their books, then you know that they are upon the true guidance. If you see someone who is always mentioning doubts and strange opinions, such as someone who calls towards revolutions and declares people to be apostates, declares the rulers to be apostates, and calls towards fighting and overpowering them, or someone who puts their own intellect, their own understanding above the text of the Quran and Sunnah, or someone who says that sins have no effect on a person's faith and iman, etc., then these are all clear signs that they are a person who is not a scholar of the Sunnah and someone who is calling towards trials and tribulations.
من أظهر علامات علماء أهل السنة أنهم يدعونك إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم سلف الأمة. ومن أظهر علماء أهل البدع أنهم يدعونك إلى كتب المبتدعة، يدعونك أنك تقرأ كتب القرضاوي، كتب سيد قطب، كتب المفكرين، كتب المعتزلة، كتب الأدباء، كتب الشعراء، كتب الفقه الواقع وإلى آخر ذلك.
One of the clear signs of a person is a caller towards trials and not a true scholar is that they discourage you from reading and benefiting from the books of the scholars of the Sunnah, and they call you to read other books which have no relation to the understanding of the pious predecessors, such as the books which were written by some of the thinkers or philosophers of the modern times or even previous eras, such as the books of Al-Qaradawi or Sayyid Qutb, etc., or the books of philosophy, and they discourage you from reading the books of the Sunnah. السلام الله عليكم يقول السائل
في القدر وأعتذر منكم عن باقي الأجوبة على باقي الأسئلة، وإن شاء الله نلتقي في لقاء آخر أوسع من هذا، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبتكم بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، وأن يجمعكم على الحق، وأن يجعلكم من المتواصين المتعاونين على البر والتقوى، وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد، وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.